paddle on the St. Lucie Inlet, and it was a pretty crazy area. I mean, there's all these shoals. These are look like natural shoals or natural waterways through here, and it was ripping through here, and there was like, you know, dead spots, and it was like a lot of like natural inlet navigation, which was cool. I like that. And you know, fish everywhere, jacks exploding everywhere. I paddled in, and again, I had at least I timed this one a little bit better to the slack tide, even when it was ripping through, and I just had to wait just for a little bit longer. And in fact, I had a tail. Yeah, I had a tailwind, so I kind of kept going through here. Even, you know, I waited for a little bit, but I was able to keep on going. Paddled through this bridge. And then right over here on Hutchison's Island, I camped out. Just found a little spot to tuck in. And this was interesting right here. I just found that just to be, it was kind of crazy. It was just this big island. But anyway, tucked in a spot, you know, something like that. But it was way up in here. Saw more snook. I think I maybe caught some small ones, but it was a good spot. The next day, I paddle north, and the next day was 4th of July. And also, as I'm paddling through up to here, they were talking about the space shuttle being launching in a few days. And I was like, yeah, I might be in that area to actually be there. So it became an intention to kind of make sure I was going to be, you know, at Cape Canaveral for that launch. I mean, it was, you know, seeing that thing as a kid, how awesome could that be to see a space shuttle launch while I'm on tour, on this Florida tour. So I was trying to time that out at this point. So I land at Fort Pierce and make a marina stop. I think I land here, go down the street, you know, walk down the street to a grocery store. It was a good little walk, actually. I had to walk through here, walk down the street. It was a good little ways. Didn't have a bike. I launch out and I land on this island, and this is where all the 4th of July festivities are going to go on. This bridge is, you know, the main city is going to do them right here at this park, right? So I'm like right across the street from, right across the river lake from, and there's people everywhere. And it starts going, and man, they must sell, you know, sticks of dynamite down there for fireworks, because there is some just sound like fucking cannons going off. And you got the main city fireworks going off, which are, you know, big. And then you got everywhere you can look, all down the way, I mean, 15 other almost as big firework displays going on. I mean, it was insane. It was crazy. And it seems like every time I'm on tour, you know, it's 4th of July come up, I'm always hanging out with a vet, and a Vietnam vet at that. And he's talking about having flashbacks and shit. And I can see. I mean, fuck, it's fucking crazy out there. That night it was a late night that night, of course. And so I slept in a little bit, had a good spot, kind of secluded. And there's still people on that little island. I think I camped out right here. And I launched out the next day, and it was fairly windy. Launched out, and it was really kind of windy that day. But then coming out, still 5 to 10, but yeah, coming out, I was launched out in the morning, it was pretty windy. I'm paddling through, and I'm starting to see all these like spore lines, and I said, this is really nice through here. Starting to like this area. Just a lot of spoil islands, really shallow. This is the Indian, I'm actually in the, you know, this is the Indian River through here, so this is really nice. I'm digging it. I get to where is this one spot is? Back out and trying to find this. It was through here. There's a cool little spot. I think it's right here. Nope, yeah, I think it's over here. Nope. Sorry I'm taking so long on this, but I'm trying to find exactly where this little spot was because it was cool as shit. Kingsbury Beach. It's right here. But there's a lot more beach on it when I went through here. Man, those are cool little islands. All these just spoil islands. There's roads out to them. But they're mangrove and spoil island, just sandy. Just awesome spot. It wasn't those. Man, it's clear. Okay, there's pine. Yep, it is right, this little island right here. I camped out right on this little thing here. Nope. You know, right next to a neighborhood. Right next door neighborhood, but it was, you know, it can't get to me. They don't have to get to a boat to me. I mean, I'm going to see him coming. Nobody's going to sneak up on me. So I camped out there, and owls kept me up for the good part of the night. It was a nice night, so I was able to keep my rain fly owl off. Look, and there's two fucking screech owls. Screech owls. Rah! Just as loud as they could be, just screeching at me. I was like, come on, guys. You just really sit there. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I'm in the tent. I'm not coming out. They eventually shut up after a while. And then I was woken up early in the morning with fish smacking all up in this channel. And immediately come out and start fishing and catch and catch. Snook. I mean, not a snook. A nice speck. That was a nice speck right in the morning. You see, I'm still half asleep. I mean, I just woke. Like, I heard the crashing and I just, like, launched out of the tent, grabbed the pole, and just made a catch before I even, like, landed, you know. So that was fun. And what I catch, I caught, trout, some jacks, big ass ladyfish, like a 24 inch ladyfish. And I had a break off thing hooked up and went just down with the current and got into a tree or structure on the island or underneath. And that broke off. So the next day, I'm paddling. This is like a nice area too. This is what was cool is I liked this area. It was, you know, houses and stuff. But I mean, you had islands and stuff everywhere too. You had spoil islands really everywhere. So that was probably one of the coolest things, as there was no worries about you know, not having somewhere to stay. Sebastian. So I paddled along, just, you know, just a regular day. That day, no issues or anything like that. Stop, see. Yeah, look at this island. It's a spoil island that you could only get to by boat, and there's actually been houses and everything up on it. VIP island is what it's called. And I camped out right next to it. But what was cool is there was a, like, here's the VIP island ferry. Goes right there. And I came in here and there's a little grocery store right here, and I went and got some food, snacks, and maybe got some cold beers or something. And that's the ferry, takes you right across to VIP Island, and I camped on this little island, which I had my own little VIP island right here on this spit. But yeah, that was nice. That was a cool spot. Like, that's what I'm saying. These islands and all this stuff is cool as shit. I mean, look at that. That's so cool. Really cool areas through here. Really cool islands and area through here. So I'm paddling through here, and the wind's starting to come up a little bit. I get on this side, and I land. Let me see. One of these bridges. I land. I stop. It is. Oh, it's even further up. This one, Merritt Island, Merritt Peninsula Causeway. There's a little beach right here. It's kind of interstate-y, so I didn't think it was gonna. I think it was gonna be pretty good. People could get down to it, but it wasn't that bad. See that little beach right there? I landed there just to hang out for a little bit and just take a break. And there's some people fishing, and it looked like a really good spot. It was a really good beach. It was, you know, there was, it looked all right from where it was. I mean, there's obviously there's a walkway down in case somebody you being pulled off to it. There's a beach right there, and there's a houses right here next to it, and it's fenced off. So it definitely had access to me, but I was not real worried about that. One, I did see a light on this post, this dock, so that was going to be cool because I knew I was going to be a fish that night. But that while I'm hanging out with this guy, he's making cast nets. He's doing a cast net, and he cast nets a snook, like about a 25-inch snook. And as he lands, and as he pulls up onto the beach and gets it out of the net, the thing's jumping 3 feet in the air. Fresh jumps from just flat on the bottom. And that's when I realized I've never seen a fish landed that hadn't been fought before, you know, out of a hook and line. So that was wild. That thing was jumping so high. And it was surprising. I was just casting right there. It was just flat beach, and the snook just comes cruising through. That night, I camped out right here and we hit that dock, and there were a lot of small specks in that light. So I caught some small specks in 14 inches. Nothing big or giants, but there was still a lot of fun. Now I'm trying to slow down. I'm trying to time it out to watch the space shuttle launch. So I'm getting, I paddle that day. Nice light day, and I get to this right here. There's a, what's it called? The canal. This is the Port Canaveral Canal, I think. Canaveral Barge Canal, that's what it says on here. I camped out on this island, on this spoil island right here. This was an awesome spot. I took a picture of that one too. You know, well set up, well used beach, flat as fuck. That's flat spots is the deal. You know, flat spots where I'm always looking for. A great spot. I camped out there for I think 2 days. I tried to hang out. I cleaned the bottom of my boat. Got the sand, wet sand, bottom of my boat because it's getting algae and barnacles actually starting to grow on it. So you know, I just did that. Took a break, kind of you know, just gained, you know, reserved some energy. Ate too much. But I hung out there for 2 days and then just fucking basically got bored and said, okay, I'm going to keep on going. Went through here, fished some more through here, and then, okay, where it is? And then stopped at Titusville Marina, which is probably the transient marina anywhere. That place was awesome. I mean, it's the perfect marina, transient friendly marina. You had plenty of boats that were mooring out here. I had a campsite right there, plenty of mooring right there. I gotta remember not the this little thing right there is hard to see. They had, you know, everything was set up right there at the dock. All your facilities right here. Great showers, great locker room, big locker room style showers. Laundromat, big laundromat. Bikes to, you know, you could use to go to grocery stores. And I went and got a new reel because my reel was locking up. It was just a really good, great spot. I couldn't say enough about it. And that was the whole time, you know, waiting for the shuttle to launch. To be launching, did all my stops, showered, did the phone calls, everything. It was really cool. The next day, I paddled out and I camped at that spoil island. Now, the next day I start paddling out, and about here I come across, I see snook rolling towards me. They're coming at me. I'm coming like this, and they're coming at me this way, and they're rolling. So I make a cast with a spoon and hook one. And I'm starting to turn, make my turn, and he breaks off. And all I got is tarpon slime and a broken hook. That rusty ass hook has been on there for weeks at this point. I didn't even check it. Manatees, a lot of manatees at Haulover Canal. This is the famous Haulover Canal that connects the Indian River Lagoon to the Mosquito Lagoon. Then So I come here, and the next day is the launch. So I'm just going to hang out in this area. I can't really camp right here because this is too, there's too many people and shit. So I kind of come back around to see this area here, and it looks good. I had some time, and I went back here to go do some fishing. It's all like flats, and just there were reds everywhere. I just couldn't figure out how to do that. Didn't have like the weedless type of stuff like I would now. I know how to fish that type of shit now. Camped out right at the back side of this. Camped out at the back side of this that night, right there at that beach, basically. Small little beach. I mean, barely a beach. And that night, I had wild boars around my tent. They didn't sound too aggressive, but they definitely were some pigs, some wild pigs. I'm not saying boars, but there were definitely some pigs that were scrounging around. The next day, there's a whole bunch of people everywhere because of the space shuttle was going to launch that day. And where I was going to get right here, I couldn't be any closer. Publicly, I couldn't be any closer. There's the launch. There's where I was. I mean, I just couldn't be any closer than that unless you were... This was restricted. You couldn't go past this point. Couldn't come into here or something like that. But I was pretty much at the closest you can be. A straight line. I could see it. It was amazing. I could see it for the last 3 days, 4 days. Then the launch gets canceled for that day. First, it got postponed. And I'm talking to other kayakers. It's just everywhere. People everywhere to watch this thing. Gets postponed for an hour. Gets postponed for another day. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to keep going north. I paddle along, find a spoil island, and camp out. Yes, camp out one of these spoil islands here. And this is another really good spoil island. I mean, real beachy, sandy, of course. And it was crazy nice. This one had like regulars going to it. Obviously, they had like their own little setup, and I didn't mess with it, nothing like that. But as I said, I caught a horsefly inside, or I think it was a mosquito, just a bug that I killed on the side of my tent. The next morning, some ants had smelled through it, eaten the tent, and came in and cleaned all the dead bugs that were inside my tent, took them all out of there. But somebody just had a hole in the tent, so I had to patch up that hole, but it was kind of crazy. I had an ant cleanup crew come in and bring out everything that had been killed inside the tent. The next day, they said the launch wasn't going to launch, you know, that day again either, so I kept on paddling. I wasn't going to hang out for a week to see it. I think it ended up being a week later. I was in Georgia or something, or maybe 2 weeks later. Or close to Georgia by the time it launched. And where I was a cloudy day. I couldn't see it anyway. So I was really disappointed. It was one of the most disappointing things of the tour. I didn't get to see that because I was right there. I mean, I just happened to be close enough to be in the spot where I could time it, where I could be in that spot right there, and how awesome would that would have been. But didn't get the chance to do it, so that does kind of suck. Kept paddling through, this is the Mosquito Lagoon area, and see, this looks, I wanted to go in and see there was a big mound inside, people were talking about it, but right now, right at this point, I was just like, I just want to get going. Sometimes when you're on tour, you just want to paddle forward. It's just not a thing of where you want to stop and fish and sightsee and stuff. It's just sometimes you just want to go forward, get some forward momentum. And I kind of been bullshitting, waiting for the launch. So I was like, I just want to get some, I just want to stretch out. You know, I just want to stretch out and go. I've been taking 2 days off, and camping out, and at the islands, just waiting for that launch to happen or trying to time it out. But I just wanted to get going at this point. So I didn't fish a whole lot. Fishing opportunities, and that's again when it comes to touring. That's when fishing is more opportunistic. It's more at the end of the day, not from the kayaks, more from shore or from the kayak, but more opportunity when I'm paddling. Like right here, as I come across the North Causeway at New Smyrna Beach, jacks were exploding and caught some jacks, and that was a lot of fun. Really nice jacks, 14, 15 inches. Nice for me. It was just a lot of fun just to stop and have a little bit of fun. Oh, when I was going through here, there was a storm. Okay, the shore's here. There's a storm inside here. The beach is on this side. And there was lightning it was probably 5 miles inland. Lightning shot out 5 miles from the storm and landed in the water. And I was like, damn, man. You know, it's the lightning capital of the world, Florida is. Cape Canaveral, that area has 100 lightning strikes per square mile per year. And that's 100 ground strikes, not just, you know, lightning, but fucking ground strikes per square mile per year. And it's frightening, and that's the only thing that scares me when I'm on tour. I've said it a million times that it's just the only thing that scares me is lightning, because that's the only thing you can't fight against. It's the boogeyman at night, and it's the well, I think I described it one time, it's like it's you know, that God figure, that God just taking pop shots, just if God was drunk and shooting a pistol randomly, that's what lightning's like, right? It just, it could be anywhere at any time, and it just happens to be focused in on you, it's gonna hit you, and it just scares the fuck out of me. It's the only thing. Sharks don't scare me, gators don't scare me, any of the snakes, any wildlife, any critters, it doesn't scare me. I can fight against it at some point, right? At some point I can have a chance to fight. Even though if a gator grabs my legs and pull me under, I can still poke my thumb in its eye. I can fight back a little bit. I have a small chance with lightning. You just don't. It's gonna hit you. And hopefully your chances, hopefully you won't be brain fried, or hopefully it won't kill you, or hopefully it won't be brain fried, and that's the best you can get out of it. So, with that wake up call of seeing that lightning jump from 5 miles out from inland over to the ocean, it just reminded me of where I was. So I stopped right here, this little spoil island right here. Saw that was a good beach, paddled across, there was a restaurant right here, and right there. And I had hung out just for a little while, storms coming away. Storm didn't hit, but it was coming to watch the radar at the restaurant. Had a cheeseburger, of course, and had a couple of drinks, and then paddled right across here. And while I was fishing, the gaff top, sailfin, catfish, or whatever, they have really bad spikes, saltwater catfish, unhooking it, and a thing stabbed me in my thumb. And it was bleeding so fast, when I put my hand in the water, it was just a stream of blood coming out. I was like, damn. And it really stung. That thing lit me up. That hurt so bad for a couple of days. I mean, I bandaged it up all as much as I could. I bled out plenty. But it stung so fucking bad. And that sucked. As I'm paddling up, I'm getting to, here I am starting to get into Daytona Beach, South Daytona, and this area, I'm going to shorten this and stop right here, because I'm going to stop this as, right as I get to the mangroves, because there's a definite, Daytona was the split off from where the mangroves end and marsh grass starts up. I started to see that come up. And I was moving out of snook area. But before I get to that, I paddled on, came through, and there was a spool line right here. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to stop right here in the middle of the fucking town. Keep on going. This is a good open area, too. And I stopped at... It's up here. I stopped at this marina, this next bridge right here. Except that riverfront park, and walked down, you know, got some more snacks or whatever it was, and refill my waters, and there's a pier right here. And this was kind of cool. I just stopped and talked to people right there, and I was going to lead off with this next time, but I'll do it this time. Something funny was, as I was getting ready to launch, I was talking to the attendant at the marina. It was just a public attendant, public ramp, so it was just a public attendant, and told her lady what I was doing, and she asked what I was doing it for. Was like a charity, or some kind of cause or something like that? And I was like, no, just for fun. And she said, and she just reacted right back with, well, you're just sick. And I laughed and said, yeah, and kept on paddling. that was pretty funny, because it was just immediate. She just immediately, oh, that's just sick. You're doing all this just for fun. As I paddled, I saw some kids on kayaks out here near this island right there. They were fishing out there. There was a marker or something they were out there by, and They didn't have any life jackets on or anything like that, and it kind of sketched me out, but, you know, they were young kids. It seemed like they were all right. I camped out right here, and I'm starting to get out of the mangroves. You can almost see it here where it's not green. It's not real lush green. In the mangroves, trees are sporadic, but it's becoming more marsh grass. And I noticed that right there, and I was like, ah, oh, shit, this is it. And my last camp, I think I camped out on this one right here, right at the end. And that was my last camp inside the mangroves. Because right after I passed this bridge the next day, right here, it was the end of the mangroves. See, there's marsh grass coming in. Marsh grass coming in right here. Mangroves are starting to thin out. That's marsh grass. That's not mangroves. Mangroves here, but just it's starting to really thin out. It's not like it was 100 miles south. And right past, this was the last high bridge road, was the last time I saw a snook. Saw a snook right at the bottom of that bridge. From there on out, it was grass. And that's what I'll start next podcast will be from here to into Georgia, because now it's a whole different environment. I'm leaving this lush mangrove environment that I've been in since the Gulf side, right? So it's I'm leaving this latitude now, moving north, and am completely changing the environment. I'm leaving, paddling out of it, moving into back where I'm more familiar with. But now I'm familiar with mangrove territory. I'm familiar with that rocky shorelines. And now I'm moving in back towards back towards home, back towards what I'm used to is the marsh grass and the marsh beaches. But yeah, that was the last snook area, and we'll start from there next time. I tell you, and this whole East Coast, you know, it's just a different beast than the West Coast. You know, it's just completely different from the West Coast of Florida. I mean, I've been in mangroves from here, all the way around. Now I'm here, out of mangroves. And I'm starting to head up, and I'm starting to move into bigger tides now. There was tides through here, and the currents I had to deal with, head currents with these small inlets. Luckily, it's not a big giant body of water. The Indian River and the Mosquito Lagoon had no currents, so that wasn't a big deal at all. The currents were around the inlets, and that was it. In the channels, in the deep channels. Cut channels are always weird. That's always going to have a weird current. But that's about it for that, for the mangroves area. And now moving into Georgia, which is, well, actually, say from St. Augustine is where the tides start getting gigantic. 9, 10, 11 foot tides. In the middle of Georgia, it is 11 foot tides there. That is a different environment within itself, and totally different challenge. Really, really rugged area. One of my favorite areas to ever paddle through is coming up. So hopefully next week or next podcast, next Florida tour podcast, that's going to be the focus. Thanks to the sponsors, Ocean Eagle Kayak, OceanEagleKayak.com, Yak Attack, YakAttack.us, and my DVDs, KayakKevin.com. Thanks, guys. Later.